Well, it's hard to believe that there's been a net loss of nearly 3 billion birds since 1970.
Another way to think about that is that we have lost one out of every four birds in North America since that time.
And that's Alan Purcell, Director of Forest Programs for the Sam Shine Foundation. He's also based in Floyd County. That's why there's a new program called Forestry for the Birds to bring awareness to the issue and to educate Indiana's landowners. He tells Hoosier Ag Today that we could see as many as a dozen different species of birds that could completely disappear altogether in Indiana, much like the prairie chicken.
By 1982, the prairie chicken was gone. It wasn't because people didn't recognize that it was disappearing, but it was because we did too little too late. I hope we don't get into a place with a lot of these birds that we say we did too little too late. We're not there for a lot of them. We still have the chance to do something.
And that includes putting several different practices into place.
One of these practices would be crop tree release. Just going through the forest with a forester, picking out the trees that you want to grow for timber, and then killing other trees around them that may be competing. That killing of those trees will create habitat. It'll create standing dead trees and will even allow light to hit the ground. And those will benefit some birds like red-headed woodpeckers and hooded warblers.
Purcell says another practice is prescribed fire.
Now, fire is something that we always think about, and we've been taught that fire in the forest is bad. Here's what's bad. Wildfire is bad. But a controlled fire can be a good thing. We know from Native Americans, they realized that if they burned the land, they could attract game for hunting and that they could manage the land for oak. Oak actually prospers in the presence of fire. And so more fire does good for both birds and for the forest itself.
Read more about the Forestry for the Birds program by visiting samshinefoundation.org. You can also find that link at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.